Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The concrete form of goodness. Live as children of light. Find out what pleases the Lord. And Christ will shine on you. Ephesians 5:8, 10, and 14. The question of how to live like Jesus Christ is easy to ask, yet hard to answer, and even harder to achieve. And yet, Christ-likeness is a theme that dominates the writings of Paul, Romans 8:29, Peter 2:1-4, and John 1:3-2. Alexander McLaren offers this helpful explanation of what Christ-likeness is and how God expects us to achieve it. Walk with Alexander McLaren, a Scottish-born pastor of a church in Manchester, England, in the 1800s. What is it that pleases Jesus Christ? His own likeness. Jesus Christ desires most that we be like him. That we are to bear his image is a comprehensive and at the same time, specific way of defining Christian duty. And what is the likeness of Jesus Christ, which is thus our supreme obligation to bear? We can put it all into two thoughts: suppression of the self-will and continual consciousness of obedience to the divine will. The life of Jesus Christ is the great example of these two qualities. His life contains within its narrow compass adequate direction for human life. The man or woman who has in his heart these thoughts, that the definition of virtue is pleasing Jesus Christ, that the concrete form of goodness is likeness to him in denying self and obeying God, needs no other goal to fill his life. Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20.
Ephesians 5. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Is it really possible to live a godly life in an ungodly world? Absolutely. Jesus modeled it for his disciples, then commanded, "Do as I have done," John 13:15. Paul modeled it for his churches, then exhorted, "Live as children of light," Ephesians 5:8. Let your steps be guided today by the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not as I will, but as you will. Matthew 26:39.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/NTPod. That's walkthru.org/NTPod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.